It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple's Glass Cube store was the first, then Microsoft got in the brick-and-mortar Manhattan store game, and now the online retailer that brings your stuff right to your door plans to plop a walk-in store right on 34th Street in Manhattan. That's according to reports in the Wall Street Journal. And while it may seem weird that a tech company like Amazon, known for delivery, would open up its physical doors, it's important to remember that Amazon has unveiled a few pieces of hardware this year. The Fire TV, the Fire Phone, to name a couple. Faith Consolo is chairman of the retail group at Douglas Elliman Real Estate. Faith, why would Amazon open up a store in one of the most expensive real estate markets in the world?
Why not? Everybody else has done it, but I think that, listen, there's been such a move from clicks to bricks, and I think two things are happening here. First of all, they're taking a space. Yes, it's expensive, but they want the traffic and they want the publicity. It's a window to the world. Listen, it's New York City, and no matter what we want to think of Amazon, this is the city where brands are made, and this is the door to the world, the tourists, the residents, everyone.
Could it fail?
I doubt it. I think they've already got a very strong business. But then, you know, maybe you never know. You see stores fail all the time. I don't predict this is going to be the failures, but I think we're in the right time. Everybody wants what's different, what's new, and even though they're available online, they've never been available direct on the street, and I think it's the right time. It's the right platform.
Faith Consolo is chairman of the retail group for Douglas Elliman Worldwide. Faith, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Consolo says, by the way, that an Amazon store means more competition and that that is good for the shopper. Are you a Snapchat user? If so, get ready for some ads. Evan Spiegel, CEO of the disappearing messaging service, says the company will carry advertisements soon. The ads will not, apparently, be targeted in the same way that Facebook ads are, for instance. And the CEO promises they'll be opt-in, so users can ignore them if they want. We'll see. I remain Snap-spicious. It's Friday, and that means Silicon Tally time. This week, my guest is Anna Sale, who hosts a podcast called Death, Sex, and Money. So this is a Death, Sex, and Money Silicon Tally. Anna, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready.
I've got a number for you, $35,000.
Is it the average cost of a wedding?
This is the average value people put on their digital assets, including music, videos, photos, with sentimental value. This summer, Delaware became the first state to give executors or other representatives access to those assets, along with online banking and other like account information when someone dies.
That's high.
Can you imagine a future in which someone goes to a child of someone who is deceased and is like, and to you, they left their emails and their Spotify account?
It's nice that they're putting a value on it because that stuff is valuable.
Okay, what do you got for me?
$20 an hour.
$20 an hour is how much you would pay someone to try and scare you to death on Halloween? I got nothing.
This is the amount that Facebook bus drivers make because the Teamsters are trying to organize the bus drivers who drive Facebook employees.
Yes.
So $20 an hour is what they make. That's pretty good. But what the union's really concerned about, and they're making this pitch to Mark Zuckerberg, is saying the work conditions aren't great. They work a long shift in the morning and then a long shift in the evening, but not a full shift. So it creates this gap in the middle of the day where it's not enough time to take up another job.
Right.
And they're wasting a lot of time.
All right. I got something for you. 21 days. This is date related.
I knew it. I thought it was online date related.
Yeah.
The average length of time between online dates.
What I'm looking for is the length of the so-called craziest OkCupid date ever. This is the length of a single date when two users met in person at the airport with no luggage to travel to 8 countries in 21 days. Apparently, New Line Cinema is adapting this into a movie. Of course they are.
Who paid? That's what I want to know.
All right, what do you got?
Nearly 20%.
Nearly 20% of all Tinder users say that they're in it for marriage.
20% is, we saw in a new study, the number of undergraduates who admit to sending a sext, a nude picture of themselves, while they were in high school. And this actually made me look up a study that came out earlier this year from Pew to kind of see what are the rates of adults.
And?
About 9% of adults admitted to sending one. But here's the interesting thing. Married people or people in a relationship, couples, they sexted at the same rate as single people. But the single people were more likely to forward those sexts.
There's some layers there.
The single people have to show off a little bit. That's what's happening. I told you she was real.
Anna Sale is the host of Death, Sex, and Money, a podcast out of WNYC in New York. Anna, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, before we go today, this is the sound of what may be man's greatest achievement. What you're hearing is a two-handed machine gun that assembles and then shoots, wait for it, paper airplanes. If only you could see this thing. But wait, you can. We put it up at facebook.com/marketplacetechreport. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.